Blog Talk Radio.
The Thieves' Tale by Lee Murray. Adapted for audio by Dan Rabar. Originally published in the anthology The Refuge Collection, Heaven to Some by Oz Harkon. Proceeds donated to Sanctuary Australia, a charity working to improve the lives of refugees. Posters by Anya Gruber, from the original artwork by Will Jock, produced by Sherry Playhouse. House of the late Mrs. Child, recently deceased, socialite and upstanding citizen of the town of Refuge, on the day of her estate sale.
Mrs. Child's estate sale. Here, please have a brochure. All the auction pieces are listed, Miss Smith. What a lot of beautiful things. Is that a Chinese puzzle box? What fine detail. I see you're a woman with a keen eye. Anything you're looking for in particular?
Not really. Just browsing. Thanks.
Oh my. Is that a Fabergé egg? Well, it's a replica, of course. It must be. Mrs. Charles didn't even lock it away, just had it sitting out on the mantelpiece.
The genuine ones usually come with a jeweled surprise inside. Do you know if it has one?
Possibly. The family says it hasn't been opened for years. The lock is jammed, you see. It'll need a jeweler to open it without damaging it. Oh, my. Is that the mayor? Do excuse me. Mayor Emeritus? Oh, it's so good to see you.
Hello, Miss Devine.
So, Your Honor, are you looking for something of particular interest? Some of these heirlooms are just to die for.
Actually, I'm here to collect something that Mrs. Childs borrowed from me quite some time ago.
Really? I'm afraid there's no mention in the family documents.
It wasn't much. Just a little business between the old lady and I. You know how it is. Old family and all that. I think I'll take a look around and see if I can see it.
Oh, well, if I can be of any help.
What is that? Australian? Beautiful legs on it.
The table? Yes, it's a Queen Anne. Walnut and maple, I believe.
It ain't the table I'm looking at. Emeritus is the name. I'm the mayor in these here parts. And who might you be, pretty lady? You new in town?
Me? Oh, no. Well, yes, you could say that.
It's a nice place to stay, is Refuge. I sure hope you plan on staying a while.
Well, you just never know, do you?
Say, there's a little something I'm looking for. And you just might be able to help me. Rather you than the bulldog at the front door. Right? I said right?
I'm not sure I can help, but hey, anything for the mayor, right?
You catch on quick, you know that? Anyways, long time back, my family loaned this old lady a beautiful, delicate egg. You know the kind. Fabergé. All gold leaf and fancy frills and whatnot. Nothing extraordinary, but she had a liking for this thing, and my old mama, she just couldn't say no. You hear me? Don't suppose you've seen something like that in your perusals.
A Fabergé egg? No, I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, I haven't, but it sounds marvelous.
Well, that's a shame. But, you know, if you like eggs, maybe you and I will have to arrange us a little, breakfast sometime.
Oh, my goodness. Is that the time? Excuse me, Mr. Mayor. I have to be going.
Was it something I said?
So, Mr. Mayor, did you have any luck? Was I right in hearing that you were looking for that old Fabergé egg?
It was right over here on the display case, behind that young lady who you were just talking to.
Right here. But there's nothing there.
Oh, I thought it was just here. Let's check the catalog again.
A quiet suburban neighborhood on a quiet suburban afternoon in the town of Refuge. An empty house on an empty street. A lone woman working hard to look like she's meant to be there.
13 Juniper Avenue. This is the place. Now, where's that loose brick? There you are. Just like they said. Welcome home, Whitney, darling.
Hello.
Oh, hello. What's your name, pussycat? Where do you live? Surely your owners didn't leave you home all alone to catch mice. Go on, shoo. Oh, fine. Maybe I can use the company. You can be Ginger Rogers and I'll be Fred Astaire. Deal? But no cat pee anywhere or you're out. And no interruptions while I'm working. Nice place you've got here. Lord and Lady Big Mouth with a bottle of champagne on the Boulevard Casino. Why not just tell the whole world how long you're going to be off on your swanky cruise to Alaska and where you hide the spare key to your vacation home? People are so stupid, aren't they, Ginger? But they can't complain. They've got a free house sitter. Why do rich people have all the luck, eh? You want some water, Ginger? Flash house, but the water pressure sucks. Now, let's look at what we've got here. Why does everyone want a piece of you, little egg? Come on, baby. Be good for Mama. What the hell? Where are the diamonds? They said there'd be diamonds. Well, even if they didn't, there should still be diamonds. God damn it. Dust. Literally, dust. Wait, what's that? Looks like a walnut? Ginger, why is there a shrunken black walnut in my tiny treasure chest?
Well,
you're right. There must be something more to this. Let's get some photos and I'll call a friend of mine. Mal, it's Whitney.
Oh, Whitney? Well, what's a simple, honest fence like me, done to deserve a call from a ghost like you?
I'm in Refuge.
You in the hood? How the hell is it we both end up in the same town when we hardly stop moving? And why haven't you dropped in for that beer you owe me? I'm hurt.
Shut up, Mal. I have found something.
Girl, you always finding something. What happened down on the coast? Things get a little bit hot, too. You knock over the wrong lemonade stand?
Seriously, Mal, just shut up and listen for a minute. I picked up an egg from that old lady Childs who kicked the bucket.
Egg? What egg? You get bacon, too?
A Fabergé, you idiot. Heirloom stuff?
Junk. Those imitations ain't worth a dime these days. I know you wouldn't waste my time or yours with worthless crap. So why you really call?
Not this one. It's old. An Imperial, I swear. It could be one of the Lost Seven. One of the Czars.
Oh, those lost Imperial Russian eggs are a myth. No way is one of them just sitting around in some old Bat's teaspoon collection waiting to be lifted by a two-bit thief and a con artist like you.
Some people don't know what their junk is worth. Now, this one isn't just an ornament. Inside, it's full of this weird gray dust, and at the bottom, there's a walnut.
I'm sorry. What? A walnut?
Yeah, a black walnut.
You gotta be kidding me. This...
Hey, meet you later. The Blue Frog. I'll email the photos so you can send them through. See what your Russian friend thinks. Say about 8.
When have I ever been able to say no to you? I'll see you there.
What the hell? Who are you, and what are you doing here?
I'm the house gardener, and I could ask the same of you.
Well, it's about time you showed up. This place is a disgrace. Leaves everywhere, vines growing up the walls, and look at the state of the grass. Taking a wee holiday while they're away, are you? Still sending them the bill, though, I bet.
I beg your pardon?
I reckon you're ripping them off. Get it sorted, or I'll just have to let them know what a shit job you're doing, and you can kiss this sweet contract goodbye.
No, there's no need for that.
Oh,
what's the mayor doing driving around our little neighborhood then?
I'd hate to imagine.
Hello, Mr. Mayor, sir. Well, miss, he sure did have some eyes for you, didn't he?
Not that it's any of your business, but the mayor and I happen to be good friends. Chances are he's checking up on your work, old man. So you better watch yourself. Damn it.
Well, don't you move in some interesting circles.
Like I said, none of your business. Now get back to work before I have your sorry ass fired. Oh, and the water pressure is a bit off, too. So check and make sure that none of that ivy has gotten in the pipes, all right?
Yes, ma'am. Better get back to it, I suppose. Lots of ivy to cut and not much left of the day to do it.
How the hell did Emeritus find me so fast? Ugh, now I really need that drink. Where's the scotch?
Woman makes her way to the Blue Frog to share a drink and a memory or two with an old friend.
You reckon the mayor's keeping an eye on you because you swiped the egg? I'd asked how many drinks you had before you got here, but you're probably right. That Emeritus, he's as big a crook as any of us. Takes what he wants when he wants it, and no one stands in his way. Those who do, well, they end up dead. You read this?
Dismembered body. Brutality. futility of the attack, application to run a gentleman's club rejected, mayor who has competing financial interests, business partner could not be reached. Oh, they chopped him up and cut off his nose?
Teaching him a lesson, I reckon, for being nosy.
Very funny. He applied for a license to run a brothel, that's all.
A competing brothel.
Lucrative business. Surely there's enough room in this town for another.
Why, fancy yourself a madam? Opponents state that the council's rejection of Mr. Putka's application created a monopoly in favor of the mayor. A claim Mr. Emeritus has rebuffed as preposterous. I'll wrap it all up in the fancy words you like. He's still a thief.
But there are all sorts of thieves in our world. Some are parasites that curl up inside their hosts like lawyers and accountants, and they feed off their victims for years. Then there are the plain thugs, like wasps that lay their eggs in the living so the larvae eat their way out, killing the host in the process.
Best way. If you're gonna scam your mark of everything, better make sure you leave him dead.
Which sort is Emeritus? A worm or a wasp?
And which are we? We don't kill our hosts, and we don't feed off them forever. What does that make us?
Oh, we're mosquitoes. We dive in, suck enough blood to survive on, but not enough to warrant hunting us down. And then we move on.
Scotch and dry. Thanks.
Anyway, about this egg, the Russian doesn't want it.
What? You sent the photos.
Uh-huh. He still doesn't want it.
Doesn't he believe it's genuine?
No, quite the opposite. He agrees it's the missing Empire Nephrite.
He does? So why won't he take the deal?
Says it's cursed.
What a load of crap. Nothing's happened to me since I've had it.
That's a lot of money.
If he is trying to squeeze us on price, I'm not budging. Plenty of collectors would cut off their own hands for this egg. Give him another week. And tell him Nicholas Cage is interested.
Poke the Russian bear with the America once your treasure stick?
He has to bite. I need that money.
What for? Thinking of setting up a brothel? Think you'll need a new name, Whitney. Not exactly a good name for a madam, is it?
Well, I was actually thinking of Yolanda, or maybe Yelena, a rich Uzbek immigrant. Do I look like an Uzbek? Not that it matters. People will believe whatever you tell them.
Wait, what? You can't seriously be thinking of staying in this town. We don't stay anywhere.
Just a thought, Val. I'm getting tired of being on the run all the time. A place like this, we could put down some roots, get our fingers in a few pies, make some real money.
And end up like this guy. People like us, we survive by being one step ahead, always on the move. Staying put, getting noticed. That's how mosquitoes get squashed, or eaten by wasps, or whatever.
Yeah, well, there's gotta be more to life than just this, right?
Yeah, for sure, but wait. Are you making eyes at that girl at the bar?
Scotch and dry. I like your taste.
You're gonna get yourself in trouble, girl.
Never got into anything I couldn't get out of before.
Maybe, but the last time we were in this town, we were both talking about how we planned on getting out. Not how we wanted to put down roots, becoming part of the fucking furniture.
Gotta gather moss someday, son.
Oh, let me know how that goes for you.
Maybe. You never know.
Meanwhile, across town, the mayor has a few things on his mind.
Marty.
Boss?
This other thing with the brothel guy, it's all tidied up, right? Put to bed.
Oh, so what you need to ask?
I'm taking some heat from the local papers, if you know what I mean.
All speculation, boss. You know how people like to talk, and don't worry, it's clean.
And the loose end. You take care of that partner.
He won't be testifying.
Fuckers left town then.
Hiding in plain sight, just the way you like things done.
Any repercussions, Marty? They won't be on me. Remember that.
Sure, boss. Sure.
Next morning, back at Juniper Avenue.
Morning, Ginger.
Well?
No, you can't have my bacon. It's my bacon. Oh, you've brought me a present. How sweet. A mouse. And it's... oh, a dead mouse. Gross. Why is it so hot? It feels like a freaking Roman spa in here. Never too early for aircon, right? Seriously, it's not even 9 in the morning. Yes? Well, don't just stare, girls. You never seen a woman drinking a cup of tea wearing nothing but a towel before?
See, I told you there was someone staying here, Josie.
Shut up, Talia. I'm a friend of the house. I am house-sitting. Now, what gets you lovely young ladies out of bed this early in the morning?
Oh, I'm Talia, and this is Josie, and we're selling chocolate bars to raise money for our new school trip. $3 each.
Sorry, girls. Been expecting the call. Maybe stop by later if you've still got some left. Hey, what you got?
Nada. Doesn't want a bar of it.
What's his fucking problem?
Look, I've done some digging on this curse. There's a letter in a private collection in Russian. I could read it to you.
Just give me the gist.
The letters from Tsar Nicholas II to Fabergé saying how he wasn't happy with the last egg Fabergé delivered. The new Tsar was convinced the egg wasn't as good as the ones the jeweler had made during his father's reign. Romanov accused Fabergé of dropping the quality while increasing the prices because the jeweler didn't respect him like he respected the father.
So what? Fabergé got pissed and cursed the egg?
Oh, not that one. The next one, which just so happens to be the Empire Nephrite.
Doesn't prove anything.
Doesn't it? Look what happened. Revolution, baby. The Tsar was forced to abdicate. Their palaces and effects were confiscated, and the whole family was shunted off to Siberia. A year later, they were all executed in a basement. Their daughters stabbed to death.
Now, what's your deal? Oh, are you trying to scam me here? To get me to accept less for this thing while you skim off the cream? Are you trying to rip me off?
What? No way! No way, crazy lady! I'm just asking you to think about it. So when he comes back to us, we're prepared. So it looks like we've done our homework.
Sorry. I'm just going a bit mad here. It's stinking hot in here, and I'm cooped up in this house waiting for shit to happen.
Oh, you're a big girl. Do yourself a favor. Go and shake out the cobwebs tonight. Find Miss Scotch and Dry. She was giving you the eye last night.
Well, whatever. Call me back when you've heard something useful.
cobwebs, he says. Ginger? Ugh, a few bloody cobwebs around this place the cleaner could afford to blow out. Ah, but maybe he's right. Maybe that's just what I need. Crap, my bacon! Girl have to do to eat her breakfast on the deck. Look at this, Ginger. Vines. Everywhere. Over the roof, in the gutters. I don't care if I have hijacked this place. The hired help is still disgraceful. What has a gardener been doing? Speak of the devil. It's about time you showed up. I thought you said you were going to clear the ivy off the house. It looks worse now than it did when you started.
I did clear it. Shouldn't have grown back that fast.
Just do your job, will you? And do it properly this time.
That's not ivy.
Ugh! Oh, stinks out here. Oh, God, like something's rotting in the gutters. Ugh, I'm taking my breakfast inside.
Yes, do this all over again, then.
Ginger, what is it with these people who get up and work in the morning? Don't they realize that some of us are trying to relax? Like you, look at you with your spot in the sun, stretched out like Queen Muck. Then suppose you'll be moving anytime soon, eh? I've had enough, Ginger. You look after the house. I'm just going to find a decent cup of coffee and some peace and quiet.
Clean it up properly, she says. Do your job like you're getting paid to, she says. While she squats in someone else's house. I should call the cops on her. I really should. What's going on?
Making a meal out of our friendly neighborhood gardener. Let's keep an eye on Whitney as she heads back to the Blue Frog for a decent cup of coffee.
Espresso. Double shot. Scotch and dry. Thanks. It's early for that, isn't it?
Midday somewhere. Never too early for a nightcap.
Well, aren't you just the dark horse?
You here alone?
No. I'm meeting someone.
I'm someone. But most people call me Linda.
Well, Linda, what are you buying me for lunch?
Depends. What are you offering for dessert?
We find ourselves back at the front door of the old house on Juniper Avenue.
This your place? Nice.
Yeah, it's my place. Hey, what gifts? That's the gardener's truck. She should be long gone by now.
Can't see anyone around. Maybe went to the pub at lunch and didn't make it back. had a couple too many and fell off his chair, probably sleeping it off somewhere.
Wouldn't surprise me. Look at that cat. Hasn't moved all day. Don't you wish he had her work schedule? Another drink?
Care for something a bit stronger? Keep the party going?
Oh my, you are a bad girl. Wow, that's some good coke.
The best. Hey, it's hot in here. Really hot.
The air con's been acting up. But we can fix that pretty easy.
I like the way you're thinking.
Let's take this upstairs. What time is it? 3:15? Linda? Oh, why is the light on? Christ. Oh, my head is killing me. Linda? Are you doing more lines? What the hell?
Hey, I just needed another hit. And you were holding out on me. Had your own stash in this funky egg.
Give me that.
Oh, relax, babe. I didn't break it.
Just don't touch it again, all right? It was my grandmother's. She brought it all the way back from Uzbekistan.
Good stuff. Good coke in Uzbekistan. Oh.
It wasn't coke at all, you idiot. Just festive something. I don't even know what. Oh my god. Need water. Linda, you awake? The water is all cloudy. Must be something in the pipes. What the hell? Oh, that freaking gardener. The stuff is inside the house now. It's coming through the air con vents. What has he been doing? Ginger? See, you haven't moved either. When do you have time to catch mice anyways? All the sleeping you do. Speaking of mice, who's gonna clean up this one you left here? Ugh, that is really rotten. Damn it! What is wrong with this house? Water's all wrong. Turbine growing out of the aircon along the walls. Oh, and look at this dead mouse. Ginger, it's covered in something. Ugh, weird white roots like spider webs or, I don't know, some sort of fungus. So freaking hot. I'm opening a window. Oh, for fuck's sakes, even the windows are covered in vines now. What the hell? Oh, at least we're all good. Right, Ginger? Ginger? Oh, shit! Ginger? Oh, God. I'm gonna be sick. Whoa! You said we could come back. Pick up now.
Hey, this is Miles. Sorry I can't get to the phone right now, but please leave me a message and I'll call you back just as soon as I can. Ta for now.
Now, okay. Now, there is something wrong with this house. It is infested, or infected, or something. He killed the cat, and now he killed the kid, and I think it was to kill the gardener, too. And, okay, I need to get out of here so bad. If you get this, you need to come over Juniper Avenue. You'll know the house. The one covered in ivy. I don't know how long I'm going to be here, but, oh, shit. Oh, no. Linda. Linda? Fuck. Now, it's got her, too, in the scotch and dry. The vines, they're all through the bedroom. They're wrapped around her legs. They're pulsing. Now, the vines are pulsing. They're feeding on her. They're sucking her dry. And, oh, she's got the egg. Oh, she's got the fucking egg. She's holding it like a sea bear. Okay, now, I'm going to have to grab it from her. And then I am getting the hell out of here. All right? I'll call you back. I'll... Oh, now, it's got me. It fucking stabbed me. Now, the vines, they're coming out of the walls. They're wrapping me up. Oh, shit. That hurts. If I could just get the egg.
Quiet in the house on Juniper Avenue. Outside, a big silver car arrives.
Make it quick, Rat. I heard the police chatter. Some kid got grabbed over this way, and they're sending some cars out. I managed to lay them a bit, but they'll be along soon. If the egg's in there, I'll want it.
Sure thing, boss.
You got your ears on?
Yes, sir.
Good. Keep me informed.
Okay, boss. Can't see anything around, but the whole place is covered in ivy vines or something. There's a box of chocolates on the ground over here by the front door. You want them?
Focus, you big lug. Get in, get the egg, and get out.
Doors are locked. Whoa, it's hot in here. And it stinks like a greenhouse full of compost. No sign of anyone. I can't see the egg in the kitchen. Or the lounge.
Check the bedrooms.
Going upstairs. Boss, vines are inside too, covering the walls, the ceilings. Coming out of the air contacts, the place is almost more plant than it is house. I'm in the bedroom and... Oh, shit. Oh, hold on.
I'm gonna throw up. Marty, what is it? Keep it together, man.
She's here, boss, but... They got her. Holy crap, but they got her.
Who? What got her? What the hell are you talking about?
The vines got her all wrapped up. They're running through her, growing out of her, feeding on her, boss. I think she might still be alive.
What about the egg, Marty? Where's the egg?
The egg. Oh, yeah, the egg. It's on the bed. Like she dropped it when they got her. I think I can reach it.
Whoa, boss, the government's coming. Get the egg and get out of there.
The vines are moving all over the wall. yeah, I got it.
Perfect.
Boss, something ain't right in that house.
Yeah? Let the cops worry about that. We got what we came for.
But what if what's in there gets out? What if it comes for us?
How's it gonna do that, huh? It's not like it's cursed or something. Quit your worrying!
Okay, boss. If you say so.
Look at that. Ain't it a